Hiya, good evening. My name's Charlie. I'm a developer. I work for a advertising agency called Dare down in London. Dare's a full-service agency. They do TV, print, and digital. I don't really care about TV or print. I'm just there for the digital. Complex UI and accessibility is what I've called this. Quick show of hands. Anyone here who does some or all of their job involves front-end development? Okay, cool. You guys listening, the rest of you are in for a bit of a rough ride, I'm afraid, but it's only 5 minutes, so just try and keep up. I've been spending the last 3 months or so working with the Post Office, working on a digital project with them. The Post Office have hundreds of thousands of users hitting their platform a day, thousands of which use assistive technologies. It's not just screen readers, but they're disabled or in some way using assistive technologies. What I've got here are 5 top tips for front-end developers who want to think about accessibility and want to be able to improve their own sites, you know, for any of their users who might end up hitting the site with assistive technologies. So number one's hover, and this is not preaching to the choir. You see here, obviously, you've got your link, your hover state. Not everybody sticks the focus and the active states in. And I mean, I've sort of polled my own tech team, which involves really experienced people, and not everybody is routinely sticking the focus and the active states on those links. The whole thing about accessibility, you hear people talk about screen readers all the time. The whole thing is about keyboard-only navigation. If you're a blind person navigating with a screen reader, or if you're a person who's got limited visibility or whatever, there's a whole load of different technologies you might use. It comes down to, can I use this website with just a keyboard? Forget the mouse, unplug the mouse. Can I get through the website with just the keyboard? One of the big things is knowing what's currently active and what's not. And so anytime your designer's been kind enough to give you a hover state, go ahead and stick it on the focus and the active states as well, because that's going to help your users see where they are when they're hammering the tab key and trying to get through the site. And you can try it when you get home. Hammer a tab key on a really, you know, many sort of good sites. You won't actually be able to tell where you are, where your tab focus is at the, you know, at the point when you're hitting the tab key. But if you get into the habit of sticking these focus and active states in, then that helps people out. Tab index is for if you want to add stuff in and out of the the tab index. So links, form elements, stuff like that. When you hammer the tab key, they're going to show up. But there's other things you might want to make get in there, and that's going to include things like headings, bits and pieces like that. You can use tab index, and I don't know if everybody at the back can see that, but you can manually add in this tab index attribute, which allows you to either take them in or take them out of the tab index, which is going to help people who are hitting the tab key. It's going to allow you to make things like a header 3 element, for example, be something that shows up as focused as an element for them to interact with. And it's as simple as that. You can do it with JavaScript or with markup. I always do it with JavaScript because you don't want to dick around messing up your markup, but you can still do it with JavaScript and improve the accessibility of the elements. The other big thing is arrow keys, and actually, looking at the time, that's going to be the last thing I talk about. So there's lots of work that's been done with accessible JavaScript-based interface elements, and what it comes down to is not just using the tab key, but using these arrow keys. So I'm going to stick all these decks up on SlideShare, and there's a link to some work that some other people have done with a whole load of common accessibility elements like accordions and tabs and this, that, and the other. And the kind of thing they have in common is that as well as using the tab key, you're using the left, right, and up and down arrow keys to navigate about. So people who are commonly accessing websites and who are using assistive technologies, they're used to this paradigm. They're used to having to use an arrow key to show content up or hide content. And so what you need to do is start listening for that. Like use the document key down function. Use it sort of sparingly, because obviously it's going to eat up processing time. But listen for these key press events. And if a key press event on an arrow key happens when a user's actually focused in on one of your page elements, then use that to say, move the carousel forward, move the carousel backwards, or maybe you open up a different element of an accordion, this, that kind of thing. Because these people, they're expecting the arrow keys to do work for them. And so you can sort of tap into the work that other people have done by using the arrow keys and using the tab index and using these sort of like highlighting these hover states and getting these things in front of people. And I'm just going to hammer straight through to the last slide. I don't know how to go back. Is it possible to go back, JP? So this is the biggest takeaway is that top link there. The W3 org, where is it? It'll be up on Slide3, but it's going to be up that top link, the useful jQuery widgets, because, as I say, a lot of people have already done a lot of good work on this, and they've got every kind of JavaScript interaction widget that you can think of, and they've taken those away. They've taken like the best-in-breed version of these widgets, and they have added keyboard accessibility, they've added tab accessibility, left and right arrow keys, that kind of thing, and just play around with these, and then go back to your own sites and have a think and see, is there stuff I could do to be improving this? Because not everybody, like the post office, is having thousands of users a day hit their site with assistive technology, but you are going to have a few, and it's not rocket science, it's not scary, it's actually stuff that front-end developers like me can get their head around, and suddenly your sites are accessible to everybody rather than only accessible to a few. So that's everything, really.